B-Pod Studios.
On the line with us right now, we talked about some great upgrades that they've made on the defensive side of the football for the Philadelphia Eagles. How about another one? Mr. Will Parks, safety now for his hometown Philadelphia Eagles. Will Parks joins us right now. Will, good morning, man.
Man, good morning, man. How you guys doing?
Great. Just feeling fantastic, man. I know all the things that have been surrounding our crazy world right now, feeling good. How have you been dealing with all the madness?
Oh, man, I'm just finding a way to adapt, still finding a way to train. We're still training 3 to 4 times a day at respective locations, still staying clean and stuff like that. So that has been probably the hardest part for people, especially people that's in the sports world. They have to get ready for upcoming competitions, no matter where they take place, and just, finding that niche to still train and do things. So other than that, man, my family's good and everything like that, so it's all good.
Obviously, you're from the area, so I have to ask you, how much are you looking forward to running out of the tunnel at Lincoln Financial Field, the same tunnel you saw guys like Brian Dawkins, Lito Shepard, Sheldon Brown, Malcolm Jenkins run out of that Trey Thomas on the offensive side?
That's what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying? Look at how they already overlooked the offensive line.
Excuse me. I'm excited, man. It's definitely going to be a good feeling for me. First and foremost, just to have on those colors that run out there on the football field. But be honest, guys, like the only thing I'm really worried about, dog, is winning football games for the team, man. So obviously me coming home and being home and playing for this organization, the rich franchise history and all those great players here and stuff like that. But I'm ultimately here to make plays to win football games.
How when you heard the news that you were coming to the Eagles when it was finalized, that deal was done, what was your first thought?
I called my mom, the biggest Eagles fans out there in the world, just call her and let her know that I made that choice to come home and she could watch me play each and every weekend and with her eyes glued on to me. So that was the first thing I did, and the second thing I did was call my mom, and after that I just kind of soaked in all the love that was given to me, that has still been given to me. So that was the main thing, man. Just let my mom know that I could come home and possibly, see one of the best opportunities out there.
Man, I know right now, because just off of hearing everybody talk within that secondary, I am really feeling the energy and confidence that you guys are coming with right now.
Yeah, man, that's how we coming. We not here for second place. We're here for first place. We're here for the marbles. You know what I mean? I can't wait to get into the room with the guys and get coached up by Coach Marquand. Me and Coach Tim, we already going over some film and stuff like that, just so I can be ahead of the game, ahead of the curve. But I can't wait to get in that room and chop it up with those boys, man, and talk football and work hard. I'm excited. I'll tell you that right now. I'm excited.
Yeah, I dig it. And now tell me this. What play, everybody as a player has that one game that made you feel like, okay, I belong here. What was it for you?
I had more than just one game. I'm be honest with you, dude. I'm a 6-round pick, pick 219. Guys in my round, they don't see past 1 or 2 years, I'm assuming. I don't know the statistic behind that. See, at that point, you almost getting called free agency. I was getting called free agency around that time. So I think every game, I got something to prove to let people know that I'm here. I'm here to stay. You try to bring somebody in the building that's trying to get me out of here. Nope, that ain't it. Try again. And things of that sort. So that's my mindset, man. That's always been like that. So I'm not no one game guy, no two game guys. I got to prove it to you each and every week to let you know that I'm here.
All right.
Will, do you feel any added pressure coming back home and playing in front of the hometown fan? You said your family. I'm sure you still have a lot of friends back here. Is there anything that's derogatory about it?
No, it's football. You know what I mean? Like it's the same thing as if I went and took my talents to any other team. Like I said, I'm here for football first. Everything else that comes behind that and things of that sort is secondary. But I got to prove to the city and to these coaches and to everybody watching me that I can play football. And I can only do that if I keep my focus on the main thing. And that's, getting better as a player and letting everything else come afterwards.
So, speaking with Will Parks, new Eagles safety, and this is exactly, Will, the hometown aspect is great. But just if you weren't from here, if you were from anywhere else, what the reason I wanted to have you on so bad is because you lack 0 ounces of confidence. You are full of confidence. You have confidence other people dream about having at some point. Like, even confident people look at you and go, I wish I was that confident. Now, where does that confidence come from, brother? Where does that come from?
Right here in these streets of Philadelphia, that right down on 32nd and Allegheny and 2nd and 2nd and the Boulevard. You know, those two places right there, that's where I got it from. That's the only places I'm going to get it from. This city, we all know how we all are over here. You know, we aggressive, we throw it out, we confident. We don't take nothing from nobody. We don't care who and what say about us. We're going to go out there, we're going to get the job done, whether it's on the football field or off the football field. So that's exactly where that's coming from, and I wouldn't want it to come from anywhere else.
The other aspect is that Jalen Mills supposedly making that transition to the safety position. The Eagles re-sign Rodney McLeod. They bring in Will Parks. So where do you see yourself fitting in with this secondary in that safety room?
I'm pretty sure you guys know, like, I'm a versatile player, you know what I mean? So wherever Jim has me at that week, or, you know, wherever the coaches want me to play, I'm at that week, you know, I'm all for it, man. But I'll tell you one thing for sure, two things for certain. I'm going into this year, you know, with a purpose, and that's what's something to prove. So, you know, wherever that position takes me, whether it's high or low in the box, in the A gap, at the non technique, outside that corner or inside in the slot, you know, wherever it matters on three, you know, I'm all for it, man. I'm ready to make plays.
Are you a hitter or are you a ball hawk?
You see the tape?
I like you, man. I go to war with you any day, dog.
Everybody be asking, what am I? I mean, the tape is out there, man. Yeah. I mean, it's the tape is out there. I can't talk too much about myself without telling you to watch the tape.
Right, you know what
I
mean?
I do it all, man. I can hit you. I can hit a lineman that's 330 pounds, you know, and put him on his butt. Did it versus Chicago. I catch 160-pound guy in space, you know what I mean? I just pride myself on being balanced and being able to make plays for my team. You know, most guys who limit themselves on one thing, you know, a team can always find your weakness. You know, I want a team to be hard to find my weakness, so I'm all for it. I'm ready.
Let me ask you this. Outside of the world of confidence and also the inside the world of being real, what's one thing, it doesn't even have to be in the football world, what's one thing that you wish you were substantially better at?
I got him.
Like, are you bad at video games? Are you like me? Are you a terrible writer? Because I can't write worth anything.
Nah.
What's one thing you wish you were better at?
I wish I was better at golf, bro. I wish I was better at swinging those clubs and being able to talk with people and have a normal golf game instead of missing 6 shots and going like. Well, no, I lied. I hit a birdie before, but that was like luck of the Irish. But other than that, no, I didn't know.
Speaking with Will Parks, newly minted Eagle safety, what have you heard about Jim Schwartz? He's been in the league 20 years, if not more, and he's been a defensive coordinator. This will be his 14th season. What do you know about Jim Schwartz? What have you heard about his reputation?
Jim Schwartz, one of the best defensive coordinators out there. It's crazy, you know, when me and Jim talked before signing, you know, it was already as if he already knew me. He knew everything about me, the way I play, things to get better on, and things of that sort. And you know, to have that conversation with him, that was one of the check boxes that kind of got me here. You know, what is Jim like? You know, you hear all these great stories and you hear all these great things about a person, but the only way you can know a person is by talking to him, having a man-to-man conversation, and the conversation him had was, you know, second to none. So I can't wait to play for that guy.
Yeah. Did he tell you he's good friends with comedian Jim Gaffigan? Did that enter the conversation at all?
Nah, but that just ended the conversation now.
obviously, the hometown aspect is just a great one. It's a great story, but
yes,
you might have a different perspective than a lot of other people that come here. Probably everybody else that comes to Philadelphia, because you get it. In talking to you, you get it. And what kind of attitude do you bring onto the field when you talk about coming onto your hometown field of Philadelphia, the Lincoln Financial Field? What kind of mentality do you come in to that field with, knowing the type of personality that exists in the stands?
Yeah, man, I like that atmosphere. You know why I like it? Because I mean, a lot of people care and they give a damn about what you do for them on the field. You know what I mean? So for them people to pay attention as much as they do. as detailed as they do. And for some of them, to be quite frankly, with you to know what they're talking about, you know, I proud myself of going out there and taking on that challenge. Like, hey, man, you people watching, you better not mess up or it's going to be your butt. But, you know, that's the kind of challenge. And as a football player, and if you love the game, you know, you will want to go out there and play for a group of people like that that's passionate, that like I said, that care about you all over again, man. And I'm ready for it, man. That's the one thing I'm excited for, because that'll also get you pumped up and ready to do more things for people because, you know, just that atmosphere, you know, that amplifier into that heartbeat, man. That's what those guys are.
Will, were you able to get to any Eagles games or many Eagles games when you were growing up?
No, I never went to an Eagles game growing up. Like, I would just always just watch it on TV. You know, we kind of weren't able to get the tickets to get down here. But my first Eagles game that I went to was 2018 when you guys played the Vikings in the championship, the NFC championship or quarterfinal, whatever game that was. I got the tickets from Bryce Trash. I watched the whole game from the Eagles stand. It was crazy. Like, I'm talking about, this dude was, like, cracking beer. And just, every time the Eagles scored, he'd crack a beer and pour on himself. I was like, holy snap. Then the other guy next to me was just telling his wife all kinds of crazy things. I was like, oh, hell yeah, this is crazy. it was awesome.
Now, Bryce, awesome. Did you take over Bryce Trash's apartment? What happened there?
How you know that?
The story's out there. People have talked about it.
I came here in 2018. I started to, kind of do my off season here and in Texas. Those are the only two places I train at, which is in Philly and in Texas. I took over the lease here 2 years ago, and I just kind of kept it with one of my other homies who's my roommate here. But I'll be moving here pretty quick soon. But yeah, I got a nice little crib out here.
Speaking with Will Parks, and Bryce Trash left his helmet there. Is that what I heard?
Yeah, I got it on right now. I got it on while I'm folding my clothes.
That's what I'm talking about.
I got a new favorite Eagle.
What's up, man? I'm here. I work hard, brother. I'm here for you guys, man. Like, you know, if you guys ever need a phone call with me, you know, I'm a phone call away. I'm here for the people. You know what I mean? I'm here to work. I'm here for to win games. I'm here with championships. I'm here to put the grind in every day, but I'm also here for the people, man. So if there's anything I could do for y'all, you know, on my end, y'all be sure to let me know, let my team know. But I appreciate you guys.
You know what? You are the perfect definition, and I'm being real with you here, Will. You're the perfect definition of a very confident man, not cocky. Like, you are on that line, but I don't find you to be cocky. I find you just to be very confident and sure of yourself. Good on you,
brother.
People need that.
I come from humble beginnings, you know what I mean? I don't ever want to be deemed as a cocky person. I want to be deemed as a person who works hard, gives back to his community, take care of his family, and win championships. That's it.
What's the first play you want to make for the Eagles?
Pick six!
we'll be talking, man. You're the man. Welcome to Philadelphia. Nothing but love for you, and nothing but respect. Thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Good luck in your new Eagles career, my friend.
Man, appreciate you guys. Thank you so much,
man. I'll go to war with you any day, my brother.
Let's do it. I look forward to seeing y'all soon.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I'll see you, man. Thanks so much, Will, for joining us. New Eagles safety Will Parks joining us. Thanks, Will.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.